Our next game is about political candidates and Bond girls. True, there has never been a female president of the United States, but 100% of Bond girls have been women. So today's show is the Battle of the Podcast Stars, and our next two contestants host the podcast, The Unofficial Expert. Let's meet them. First up, Marie Faustin.
Hi.
You host the podcast with Sydney Washington, who we will meet in just a minute. But
yeah.
How did you guys meet?
We met at an all-female open mic. I thought she was pretty, okay? She thought I was pretty. And now we're friends and we get lots of likes on Instagram.
How many people were on the open mic? How many people
open
were
mic.
On the show?
Too many. It felt like, I don't know, how many people you think were there? Like 30?
30.
Like it was a kind of standard open mic,
yeah,
where there's just tons of people,
yeah,
and you're
like
only performing for comedians.
Sad people with dreams, yeah.
Sad people with dreams. Awesome.
That's what an open mic is.
Yeah. It's a mess. Well, I'm glad you guys met. All right, Marie, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Sydney Washington, so... Yes. So on your podcast, The Unofficial Expert, you don't have actual experts.
Mm-hmm.
You like to have people who are interesting and get them to open up and talk about what they are an expert in. So has anyone ever gotten too comfortable?
Oh, they all too comfortable. They all... say too much that I'm like, you know, thousands of people are going to hear this.
Yeah.
And we love that.
Yeah, right. All right. Sydney, when you ring in, we'll hear this. All right. Remember, Marie and Sydney, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. You're going to play this, that, or the other. We're going to give you a person's name. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is ring in and tell us which of these three categories best describes that person. So, Jonathan Colton, what are today's categories?
Each person is either a real political candidate, a real Fortune 500 CEO, or a fictional Bond girl.
Mm. Whew, this is going to be a long round.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You just got to guess. Here we go. Crystal ball. Sydney.
Political?
Yeah, that's right. That's
is
correct.
It? I was going to scream, Bond girl. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Crystal Ball was a Virginia congressional candidate in 2010.
Look at that.
Although a seat in Congress was not in her future.
Wow.
And you'd think she
wow.
could have predicted that.
Okay.
But no.
Well, now that I know we're just saying names, I'm going to have this ready to go.
Okay.
All right. Here's your
Great.
Next one. Sylvia Trench.
Ah, I don't even.
Sydney.
Bond girl.
Yeah, you're right, from Dr. No.
Wow, I think Sydney is cheating, and she wrote the answers on her hand.
How about Penny Pennington? Sydney.
Political.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Marie, can you
Ooh,
steal?
I'm going to say it feels like, you know, somebody who doesn't run a company, because I feel like she would change her name to something like Richie Richington,
yeah.
You know?
Millions Millington,
right?
Yeah.
Because pennies are for poor people. So I'm going to say Bond girl.
Mm. I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Ooh.
She is the CEO and managing partner of the investment company Edward Jones and the only woman running a major U.S. brokerage.
Oh, wow. Good for
yes,
Penny.
Yes, the only
Penny.
Case.
Good for Penny Proud.
Give it up for Penny.
Yeah,
okay.
Right?
P-time.
That's right.
Wow.
How about this one? Ursula Burns. Marie.
Ah, yikes. Ursula Burns. I mean, Ursula, you know, favorite Disney villain of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best eyebrows.
Yeah.
I'm going to say CEO.
Yeah, you're correct.
Wow. Okay. We're on the board. Okay. I'm going to go home.
Yes, she was the CEO and chairman of Xerox.
Xerox, yes, but it's a black woman, yes?
Yeah, that's right.
That's the reason why I knew it.
First African-American yes. Woman to run a Fortune 500 company, that's right.
Kinky Friedman.
Ah, that feels like a Bond girl.
Kinky Friedman?
Yeah.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
Wow!
Sydney, can you steal?
I'm going to say political.
Yeah, you're right. Political candidate.
Wow.
It's actually, it's a guy. His name, his full name is Richard Samet Kinky Friedman. He's a country singer in Texas. He ran for the governor of Texas in 2006. Mm. The kinky refers to his hair.
That's offensive.
That feels offensive.
Yeah, that does not.
Somebody, can we pull up a photo of his...
Yeah, what does he look like?
Of his perm?
Yeah, that...
So supposedly when he was in one of his campaign slogans, he said, I've got a head of hair better than Rick Perry's. It's just not in a place I can show you.
Wow.
Problematic.
Yeah.
All right, this is your last clue.
Got it.
Pam Bouvier. Marie.
Wow, the buzzer is so fast now. Pam Bouvier. Wasn't that Marge's maiden name from The Simpsons?
Look at you.
Bouvier.
Snapple
yeah, you know,
facts.
I'll be reading.
You can read The Simpsons?
Patty and Selma Bouvier. Oh. Pam Bouvier. I'm gonna say Bond Girl again. That's it. Final answer.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, you're correct. She's a Bond Girl.
Wow.
Oh, Marie's a crowd favorite. Okay. Wow.
All right, well done. Sydney is in the lead.
Did it. Woo.
Coming up, our podcastants will play a game for people with a sweet tooth and an ear for music. I like to call it Hold Me Close, Tiny Glucose. And you can decide whether the term podcastants is trying too hard or not hard enough. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.